What's up, guys? It's Lauren Cottrell and JD back with another week of Believe in TCU Football. This week, we're going to be previewing the TCU at K-State game. TCU, who is now 3-4, are going to be traveling to Manhattan, Kansas to take on K-State, who is now 4-3. It is a 2:30 p.m. game this Saturday. JD, what are your initial thoughts for this game?
I got you know, all the hope in the world for the Frogs this week. Kansas State is not a bad team. They're 4-3. Our record backwards. But they have some solid ball players on the side of the ball. Their Corey Thompson is leading the way. They have a nice running back, nice couple receivers. So they can play some ball over there. They beat Texas Tech last week by 1 point. So I think it's going to be another case of, you know, whether TCU decides to take the game early or have to fight to the finish. I think that's probably going to be the case.
Yeah, I think it's another one of those things which it's more on our side this week because TCU has made a lot of mistakes this season and that has cost them a lot of games this season. Yeah. But you know, just kind of looking at Kansas State and what they've done this season too, they've made quite a few mistakes as well. So, you know, two teams that make quite a few mistakes on their side of the ball. So, yeah, I think it'll definitely come down to, you know, who makes the least mistakes this Saturday,
yeah.
Which
yeah,
is sad.
Most definitely.
But
most definitely. I mean, Kansas State is coming off of, they just came off a three-game losing streak, losing to Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Iowa State. So, I mean, they had three battles back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
And so I guess they finally turned things around against Texas Tech, winning last week by a point. But I mean, TCU has had the battle as well the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, like you said, I think it's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at some team stats here. We definitely outscore them by points per game. But their defense seems to hold a little bit longer, at least a touchdown short of our defense. So I think you were spot on when you said it. Like, it's really going to come down to who decides to do their job and do their job well and make the least amount of mistakes. So mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah. No, and like you said, I mean, they, you know, they've had three losses this season so far, but they've been against really good teams. I mean,
yeah.
Number 4, Oklahoma, number 15, Oklahoma State, and number 22, Iowa State. So they're all ranked teams that they've
yep.
lost to thus far. So, you know, that could definitely mean something for sure. I wish they had kind of played some of the teams that we've already played just to kind of compare there. But, you know,
yeah,
it'll definitely be interesting. And you brought up, you know, their quarterback, Thompson. He's a super experienced guy.
Yep.
Are we scared? Are we scared, JD? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, you know, as long as we contain him, I think we're going to be fine. Because, I mean, he hasn't done, to me, he hasn't shown any, like, supernatural talent necessarily. I mean, he's a really good quarterback. Let's not get it, you know, get it twisted. He's a senior, so he's been in the program for a while. But, you know, I definitely think, you know, we can keep him bound up, or we can slow him down a bit.
He hasn't showed you Caleb Williams type stuff.
No, he has not. But again, I say, I mean, you know, he's an experienced quarterback, so I would assume that he understands, you know, how to be smart with the ball and how to stay on schedule and don't get behind the chains and all those good things. So. Like I said, I don't think we're scared. We just have to truly do our job this week because, I mean, he clearly knows what to do in ball games.
Yeah. And, you know, if we truly just look at the numbers for this season and, you know, their season leaders and our season leaders, and I'm here on ESPN, but, you know, our guys seem to have the numbers over them. In most of them, receiving yards, especially Quentin Johnston with 468 yards and 5 touchdowns with, you know, their guy 316 yards on 2 touchdowns. So, you know, we definitely have the yards. What if we just think about numbers wise, which, you know, it's not always about numbers, but, you know, sometimes that can show a lot. So
yeah.
Again, I think it definitely just comes down to how we're feeling that day and, But yeah, I think it could definitely go either way, but I have a lot of faith in the Frogs this week, hopefully.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely got all my faith and hope in the Frogs. But like you said, you know, numbers don't lie. So this quarterback is, I think he's a 6-year guy, if I'm looking at this correctly.
Yeah, he is.
yeah, he's a 6-year guy. So he was pretty smart in, you know, taking that COVID year last year, apparently, or injuries or whatever the case may be. I think they are, I still think they're a pretty good team, but we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's. I also think that their defense, talking about their defense a little bit, they've only allowed 350 yards, which is 100 yards less than what we average per game. Mm-hmm. So their defense is, you know, pretty stout, I think, for the most part. They don't truly allow a lot of rushing yards. So it's going to be interesting to see how we attack, you know, their run defense, because they only give up about 115 per game. So, you know, we'll see, you know, how we match up with that. Hopefully Zach Evans is back and healthy so we can get the ball back in his hands a lot more this week. And like I said, I mean, we got all the puzzle pieces there. I just hope and believe that this week we figured out a way to kind of make it all come together and keep pushing to be bowl eligible.
For sure. And I, you know, you talk about some injuries. I want to go ahead and kind of switch it over to J.D. Spielman. It was announced Tuesday at a press conference with Coach Patterson that J.D. Spielman is retiring from football. What were your initial thoughts on that, I guess?
I don't know, man. It's definitely kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
But, you know, those kind of situations could very well be unexpected, you know. You know, it could very well be an injury. It could be a life-threatening health issue. Like, it could be a lot of different things that led up to that. Or it could, you know, very well be, you know, just some other personal things, you know, outside of football that could be contributing to the issue. So I don't know. I'm kind of interested to read up more about it and see what, you know, see kind of what the story is. But it did kind of catch me off guard for sure.
Yeah, no, me too. And I mean, I know he's been hurt. He's been out for a few games now. I think three maybe that he's been out. And I know he was hurt last year too. So, you know, that could very well be, you know, part of the reason, but yeah, it caught me off guard too. It made me a little sad. I have high hopes for the guy, and, he's always been a personal favorite of mine. And, you know, even when he does play, like, he puts it all out on the line, and he does a great job. So, yeah, it made me a little sad to hear that, but, obviously wish him all the best in the world. So
yeah, most definitely. He'll land on his feet,
For sure.
whatever situation, is going on. So, you know, best of luck to him. But, you know, we got to find a way to become 1-0 this week, as we say. Got to be 1-0 this week. So
so we're going up against another purple team. Okay.
Yeah.
We both purple teams have some of the similar tendencies when it comes to playing. What needs to change on our purple team for us to pull out a win this weekend?
I think
a lot.
Yes, most definitely. We got a lot of things to change. But I think that we're going to have to really be disciplined this week, in the run game, because from past history, I know Kansas State likes to run the ball a lot more. I think that they are probably one of the more run heavy teams in the Big 12. So we're going to have to definitely be disciplined when it comes to the run game this week. And, you know, as always, just slowing down the passing game as best we can. The Big 12 is just known for, you know, throwing catch. So it's nothing to be, you know, surprised about this week. We just got to do a better job of slowing down the run game and then scoring the ball when we have the ball, whether it's 3 or 6. Like, we have to put points on the board some way, somehow. So as long as we can do those things, slow down the run attack and us capitalize on points, you know, every possession that we can, then I think we're going to be fine as far as the scoreboard is concerned.
And I want to talk a little bit about the defense too, because in my opinion, the defense needs to figure some things out between last week and this week. But you know, yeah, everything that you said about you know, running and everything, I totally agree. And I've always said, or I've said this for a few weeks now, I think it's something where we need to utilize both, because we can't just, you know, focus on our run game or on our passing game. And I think we do a lot better when we're able to capitalize on both of those, because it makes us a lot more unpredictable, which we talked about a lot in our last show. Yeah. So yeah, definitely capitalizing on both, both rushing and passing, but, definitely our defense, I think needs to come in determined, hopefully. And, you know, we've talked about multiple times, just go out there and do their job. You know, even if they're inexperienced and young, they know what they need to do. They're here for a reason. And I think they definitely just need to go out there and do that, because, you know, defense has been lacking a little bit this season, from what TCU, you know, normally sees. So yeah, definitely. I think our defense has a lot riding on this game also.
Yeah, most definitely. We definitely have a lot riding on this game. And I mean, not only this game, but the next four, right? So, you know, next week we got Baylor. The week after that is Oklahoma State, 15 and 16 right now, respectively, or 16, 15 respectively. And then, you know, we get a break with Kansas. We always had the running joke that around this time is when Kansas starts to kind of shift into basketball mode. So, you know, we make it a break there against Kansas. Then we finish with Iowa State. So, you know, getting back to our defense, like, if we're going to figure it out, it has to be this week, because the next 2 weeks back to back is definitely are going to be dogfights. I mean, Baylor is 6-1. Oklahoma State is 6-1. So they clearly know how to win, for sure. So, you know, like I said, this week, if not any other week, we got to figure out what our stamp is on defense and help and use that to help us get bowl eligible. Because in order to be bowl eligible, you got to win 6 games. And right now, we are 3 games away. So
3 games away.
Yeah, man. I mean, out of the 4, I mean, I'm going to take one for sure. I'm not going to say which school that is, but I'm going to take one to win out of the 4.
Are you throwing shade over there?
No, I'm just saying that I would be willing to bet on that game.
All right, let's bet on that game.
Yeah, most definitely. So we'll get one out of the next 4, but the defense is going to have to fight for those other 2 or for one more out of those 4. So.
Yeah, we definitely have a back-heavy schedule for sure. I honestly didn't even think about that, but we definitely do. Kansas State was kind of lucky because they seemed to kind of knock them out all pretty quick in the beginning of their season. So, but yeah, for us, we got them scattered around, I feel like.
Yeah, we do. I'm not exactly sure why we do it that way, but I mean, I guess it's worked before in the past. I think one really good thing about it kind of being scattered is that we get Baylor at home. So it's not like we having to travel back-to-back weeks against some ranked team. So we get Baylor at home, which we tend to have their number when they come to the Carter, in most cases. So we got that one at home. So then we got Kansas at home. So, like I said, I mean, 2 home games out of the 4, out of our last 4, look very promising to get bowl eligible. I mean, it'd be great if we went out, you know, that'd be amazing to finish the season and went out. But we definitely gonna have to fight and claw for these next couple.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely very excited for that Baylor game. And I'm excited for this game this Saturday. Also, guys, TCU again is traveling to Manhattan, Kansas to take on Kansas State. 2:30 p.m. game. We have 5 games left for TCU this football season. And like we said, we are 3 games away from bowl eligibility. Make sure you guys tune in this Saturday and watch the Frogs take on K-State. And then be back here on Monday to hear our recap of the game, which will hopefully be a win.
Yes, it will be.
As always, we want to thank you guys for tuning in so much. If you have any comments or questions, let us know. We'd love to answer them. And we will see you guys on Monday.